Yes, this week I saw a video of Angela Merkel. She was having some state meeting, and she was shaking violently. What was happening there, Arne?
Her world is crumbling before her very lying eyes. That bitch has raised up the devils of hell to take over all of Deutschland. And it's crumbling before her feet. Yep. When the Deutsche Bank fell, so did Germany. In tandem.
Oh, good.
There's one little vestige in Stuttgart that Bob uses for his play money. It's probably going to make it, but the rest of it wouldn't give a nickel for the whole damn thing. Once the oceanfront property in Germany is cheap now.
It is said that President Trump has accounts with Deutsche Bank. Has he still got those open, or has he closed those?
They're out of business, so they're not functioning.
But he lost that money, did he?
Nah, you don't really lose. Somebody else just sweeps it up. You just keep typing. Have you been listening to Bob? You just keep typing. That's all you have to do.
All right. As for Mrs. Merkel, I remember looking at another video online which claimed that that she was the cryogenic daughter of Adolf Hitler and had the mother of Eva Braun's sister. Is there any truth in that?
No. No, not at all whatsoever, no.
She did not look a bit like Hitler, though, when you saw black and white pictures of the two face-to-face. Is there any relation?
So does Bob. So does Bob, and he's not related, so.
Look
at Bob right straight in the face. He's not the spitting image of Adolf Hitler. There ain't one. It's more like Hitler than Hitler did. So, yeah. You can't get on it. Now, she's ridiculous, inappropriate, and is fixing to be run out of Germany. Okay? Well, she's getting out of office now. I mean, it's over. It's done. But that's over. But there's no reason to make it worse than that. See what I mean? It's bad enough just as it is. So any more just becomes a bit ridiculous.
Hmm. Well, just good. End of her New World Order, One World Government dream, crashing down.
Well, we like that New World. Now, we like that New World Order. You know why? It's going to force people into the concentration camps. It's going to force people to come in their place of power. It's going to make them shake themselves and wish they had a sovereign God to save them. Then they find out they're the God. So it moves things along quite briskly. So that's all good.
So the New World Order can still happen for the little man.
We don't care. Whatever every time you make up something, they burn it up, blow it up, suck it up, pluck it up, shoot it in their arm, shoot it in their ass, shoot it in their mouth, shoot it down something. They'll suck it till it's dry and make it bleed. And swatter it whole, like a pill. So, it makes no difference. See, people are gonna do what they're gonna do, and that's alright. Ain't no trouble with that. What you gotta watch is how it applies. The trebler is in the application. The trebler is in the application. So, do what you're gonna do. There's always wars and rumors of wars and, oh Lord, have mercy, Iran better get theyself straightened out and Iraq gotta get theyself straightened out. President Trump almost blowed them asunder, obliterated the whole damn thing. But then he realized all those radioactive diamonds that he'd end up making are enough mica to melt those sand piles. It'd be quite amazing. Kind of glass the whole place over. It might be fun. But regardless, it makes no difference.
You once said to Sheila Kern with regard to one of her paintings that why don't you do a painting with the sand in Saudi Arabia turned to glass, which suggested to me that somebody at some point is going to nuke Saudi Arabia. Is that still on the cards?
Of course. Laodicea, the church in Laodicea laid that out. That was in the vow of judgment.
Right, so it could very well.
But I mean, and if, but here's the rest story. And if they did, they'd blow the whole damn thing up with every Sunni, Shiite, and all of them, and the Kurds. You wouldn't miss much. You wouldn't miss it. And we fuck with Baghdadi, but he's about the only one left, and he's about gone, so whatever.
And what is this mythical weapon they speak about that Iran supposedly holds? Is there any truth in that?
There is.
Is it biblical in nature?
Yes, it is.
You talk of the power in the Ark of the Covenant. Is it something along those lines?
No, not so much.
So the power in the Ark is perhaps what iron is? No, that is coming into us in day.
I mean, that's too... See, we would like to say yes, but then Bob would blow this whole thing up and say, enough of this damn woo, woo, woo crap. They don't mean nothing, don't say nothing, don't have nothing. They can't shake the heavens or put money in my pocketbook. Why in the hell am I talking about this shit? Go get you some cult somewhere and start doling out the treasures of heaven. If you just put your tithe in a tithe sack and send you 10% up here, we're going to make sure that God blesses you real good. See, that's ridiculous. It's just beyond reproach. All the point of this is to get you back into your place of power. The cards are going to fall. Just try as you might, you humans haven't destroyed this earth to any firmament thereof. And it's going to be heaven right here. So there's nothing you're going to do to this earth to slow it down, stop it up. And there's a whole lot of this bullshit that needs to be pushed into a dumpster somewhere. We give you that. But past all that, you see, it's all good, nice, and relative. So the answer to your question is, yes, it's coming. Yes, it's prolific. And yes, it's going to have to settle in time. But see, now they're fixing that to reduce the interest rates from the U.S. of A. That's good and not good. And the only reason they have to, with all the money in the world, they have to reduce it because the payment on the debt is going to become more than the debt. Like a rotten Ricky credit card. The debt service costs more than the debt. And you can't default on it. So, you know, bitch, I have my money.